Todo dia nós somos aqui em Campo Verde, inshallah. Please, I come forward. I'm just like... I'm just too happy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, inshallah we'll be continuing on our chapter on nikah. Again, one week we're going to do parts of ibadat of worship, and parts of the next week we'll switch over to muamalat or our social dealings. And the first chapter we're choosing is nikah. Last time we sat with nikah, we talked about issues about mahr and how we're supposed to choose our spouses. The idea that you're supposed to choose primarily deen, that Rasulullah ﷺ told us that we should choose from deen. Beyond that, there's another consideration, which is called kufu, compatibility in nikah. And I want everyone to understand the concept of compatibility. It says here, in order for the marriage to be successful and for the spouses to live in harmony, fulfilling their marital responsibilities, the husband and wife should be compatible. In many cases, incompatibility between two spouses is the cause of problems and misunderstandings, which eventually leads to the breakdown of nikah. Hence, Sharia has placed great emphasis upon the aspect of kufu compatibility between the spouses and nikah, and instituted many laws in this regard. In determining the kufu between spouses, and this is the thing, kafa'a compatibility is very, very important. It's unfortunate the case that a lot of kids who get married, you know, they have they choose all of their own love, right? This is what happens, right? They find a girl that they like in like college or high school or something, and then they're like, oh, my heart is connected to her. And then he's so connected, so ta'alluq he has with her, ajib, right? He's like, I'm gonna go pagal if I don't marry her, something like that, right? Then he marries her, but the next thing you know, the food that he eats is not the food that his mother used to make, right? So it's like a different culture. He doesn't have food like the way he used to want. The dinner is not there, right? He has arguments or discussions with her, right? The money, this conversation, that conversation. He finds a girl that doesn't want to listen the way that he wants her to listen to. All these different issues happen, right? Because after a while, when honeymoon phase goes away, you have to live with the girl. And subhanAllah, if it's not the tandoori, the biryani, the chicken, the curry that you used to have, you have a little bit of musiba. Does that make sense? It's something you have to understand. I'm speaking very practically here. That unfortunately, the case is that we marry someone maybe out of culture. This one kid who was like, Ajib, he came, he's like, yeah, Mullah, I want to marry this culture, specific culture. I said, perhaps you marry them and you find that, okay, you know, it's not the exact match with you. And then you find out that when you come home, both of you are looking at each other because there's no dinner on the table. Now, who's going to make the dinner, right? And every day you're going to eat outside a restaurant, every day is going to happen like this, you know? There are a lot of things you have to consider. And this is the thing that when we don't, I'll inshallah mention some more practical things after this, inshallah. But first, let's look at what Sharia looked at, inshallah ta'ala, okay? In determining kufu for the spouses, it is the boy's condition that is taking consideration in respect to the girl, if he's suitable for the girl or not. Meaning that the girl is the primary here, and we see if the boy will match with the girl. Okay? What that means is that if the girl has a certain status, like let's say she, you know, because even your social standing through profession, etc., if she's like the daughter of a doctor, for example, right? And then he marries someone who's like a janitor, let's just say, you know? Just saying a lowly job, right? Some low-level job. I don't mind if anyone's a janitor, please forgive me, okay? I didn't mean to badnam you. But the idea that it's a lower job in the scale. Now, she is the one that we have to see, will this boy match with her, not the other way around, okay? Why is that important? Because a boy, when he gets married, if the girl is lower status than him, he doesn't really mind too much. Because at the end of the day, he needs her to listen to him. He has to be the leader, right? So then she should be following. She has a lower condition than him. It usually helps out with that, right? Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, make sure when you get married, marry someone who, he's telling the boys, he said, make sure you marry someone who's a little bit less intellect than you and shorter than you. So that way, mashallah, it makes sense, right? You want your wife to be this tall? Ajib. You know, people looking like, what is this, right? This is the thing. But when it comes to the girl situation, it's the flip. She doesn't like her husband to be less than her. And if it becomes that her husband is lower than her in any status, anything it might be, even in age, if she's like 1 month older than him, she will hold that against him. You have no idea. So many problems happen because why? The husband is a lower status than the wife. Now he's always competing. I'm not saying all the time. You get exceptions. People have exceptions. Many people must have successful marriages without this rule. But this is again consideration. Sharia says, make sure when you and I are marrying off our children, we do this inshallah for our daughters. Does that make sense? Okay. In other words, a girl should not be married to a boy who's not equal to her in status and is not a match for her. If the boy is a new Muslim and his father is a non-Muslim, he will not be a match for a girl who is a Muslim. Does that make sense? So this is something to consider. If the boy is a new Muslim and his father is a non-Muslim, they say in the books of fiqh that he is not a proper kufu, a proper compatibility for the girl whose father is a Muslim. Because again, this family is from a lineage of Musliman, Islam. And so now when you are marrying off this girl who's a Muslimah, she's been Muslim her whole life to a boy who's a new Muslim, then there's automatically going to be problems, right? What are some issues that come up for this type of marriage? Not all the time, again. Again, alhamdulillah, we have cases where it works out. It's like this kid doesn't know a lot of deen. And he's supposed to be the one teaching her deen, educating what to do is right and wrong. Now he himself doesn't know what Islam says. So then what happens, right? You're like, okay, Mawlana, they can suffice with each other. Maybe they're happy with each other. When children are born, when children are there now in the equation, what is the husband supposed to do? He has nothing to teach them. So then the girl finds that, oh, I'm in a musibah now. Okay, not every time, but generally we find the situation to be the case. May Allah protect us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, many marriages work out, but this is some issue you have to consider. Okay, similarly, if the boy's father is a Muslim, but his paternal grandfather is not, and they consider even higher than that. If the boy and equal and girl are equal in their fathers and grandfathers being Muslims, then the following aspects to be considered in the boy to determine whether he's compatible for the girl. These are the next things you have to consider. If both of them are Muslim, right, then you have to consider. So first thing we got to consider is Islam. How many generations of Muslims do they have? If it's the same generations, then bus, we're fine with that. After that, what do you consider? First and foremost, check their taqwa. Piety, equality in taqwa means that a man who does not follow Sharia and gets involved in shamelessness and sinful deeds will not be considered an equal match to a pious, chaste, and religious woman. They say a woman who is deendar, nek, salihah, and subhanAllah, I remember I mentioned this one time in a Jummah. One brother got very upset. I said that basically, a girl who studied in a madrasa, her whole life she's been wearing niqab and all these different things, they marry off to some type of jahil guy, you know? And then the brother got very upset. I guess maybe it was his situation. I guess I don't know. The situation, subhanAllah, I said this very strongly, but I apologize for the wording, but I don't apologize for the message because the message is clear. If this girl studied in madrasa her whole life and she only knew niqab, right, this is the only thing. She always covered her face. Even if you don't like the masala, whatever. The girl, this is how she was raised. And then subhanAllah, you marry off to some Joe Schmo guy, no beard, nothing. Looks like he's going to Disneyland while she's going to Umrah every day, you know? You think she's gonna be happy in that house? This is what we do. We take a girl who's been raised in deen, marry her off to a bedin guy because he has money. And then we expect her to be happy. She's gonna cry. And then what happens? Eventually, she loses her niqab. I tell her my own chachi, I know from my own. She was niqabi everything. We got married to some guy, you know, bus, and then subhanAllah, because he's a doctor, and bus, and then subhanAllah, she lost everything. All her deen is gone now. Absolutely gone. What are you supposed to do? Who's gonna pay for that on the day of judgment, brothers and Islam? Who's gonna pay for that? So I want you to understand when they raise on a level of deen, keep them on that level. They'll be happy with that, inshallah ta'ala. If she looks like she's going to Umrah every day, make sure the boy is going to Umrah every day too, inshallah. Please don't do this thing. I see this all the time. Now, flip is also the case, okay? Maybe your child is not so pious. It happens, right? We have a kid who's not so religious. Boy's not so good. Maybe girl's not always. Okay, if I marry him off to a niqabi now, it's not going to help him, you know, in his life. Maybe he needs something which is more his barabar level, right? He's used to that, right? That's why I told brothers, I said, look, I have a certain consideration for when I got married, I have my checklist. And this is why I want everyone to remember at the end of this, inshallah, make a checklist, okay? What's important to you? I have a certain consideration that I know that I don't want to deal with this issue after marriage. So I made that part of my checklist. Certain brothers, they're like, it's not so much of a big deal for me. That's your consideration, inshallah. If you're happy with your wife, do you think I care? Do you really think Maulana cares? Only time Maulana cares when you're not happy with your wife. If you are happy, alhamdulillah, you're operating, you're happy, then mashallah. So make sure that, look, if you want your husband to be five times namazi, right, for the girls, right? She wants her husband to be five times namazi in masjid. Okay. When does she choose that? Does she choose it after nikah or before nikah? Before. You have no choice after. Whatever you get is what you get. What I want everyone, inshallah, to remember for yourself and for your children, make a checklist that these are important things to you, that these are deal breakers. For example, someone will say that when we get married, I want to make sure that my mom and dad can live with us at one time. This is a very important condition to them. So then you write it out as a condition when you speak to the girl first time and you have these conversations. Say, one day, inshallah, I would like my parents to live with us. Is this okay with you? If she says no, then bas, assalamu alaikum, sorry, I can't do this, right? If you find her level of hijab is not appealing to you, you want her to be more muttaqiyah, something like that, then write it down as your checklist. If you can't break it, then, you know, if that's the deal breaker, it's the deal breaker. If you want her to stay at home, because some brothers want that, right? They want to make sure their wife is at home. And if you say that, she says, oh, I don't want it, then that's a deal breaker. Bus, right? Whatever you want, make that checklist and speak about it very clearly. Okay? Whatever it is, you want her to watch some type of TV show with you, whatever. I don't, you know, Netflix, something. I don't know. You want her to do something with you, happiness, whatever. Make that a condition. See that's there. And once you fulfill everything's a checkbox, 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 then bus, this is the girl for you. Okay? And now, this is the girl. Everything else afterwards, you must say, Allah, I make maaf to everything else. I ask Allah, Ya Allah, I forgive everything else. She gave me everything I needed from a wife. This is what I found, alhamdulillah. Okay, maybe you wanted the Beyonce, maybe you wanted the Shakira, something. This is like the 10 out of 10 girl you needed or something. You know, this is the thing. You keep dreaming, inshallah, inshallah, you'll find it one day. But like, if this is the checklist, it's your checklist. Okay. The only thing I tell brothers is that don't be unreasonable. What happens is after a time, you lose that you were once mashallah, you were the Shah Rukh Khan, mashallah, you know, you were that good guy, the 20-year-old, 23-year-old, 25-year-old, muscular looking good guy, right? Then bichara, you turn 35. Okay, now he still wants 10 out of 10. Beta, trust me, you don't have the choice anymore. I'm sorry, you know, you lost the choice, you lost the age, right? This is what happens to certain sisters. I tell you, subhanAllah, the older sister a woman gets, you think that she wants less? No, she wants more. She starts to think that I want more now. And sisters have to learn to actually want less, because when she gets older, she thinks she has more options. I said, trust me, you lose more options the older you get. So alhamdulillah, you have a young age, you have a lot of option. Take advantage of that. When you get older, subhanAllah, make sacrifice. I'm sorry. You'll find someone, mashallah, good for you. Everyone finds someone good for them, but you have to learn to be reasonable. One brother, I made dua for him. 34 years old now. I knew him since I've been here. 8 something years, 9 years now. I know him since then. He has such a good age, such an appealing guy, but he's just looking for this unreasonable Jannati Hurun Ain girl that doesn't exist in this dunya. And bichara, I tell him, your checklist is bad. He doesn't believe me. And what can I do? May Allah grant afiyah to him. May Allah grant afiyah to everyone. I mentioned very clearly, please forgive me if I said anything offensive. My main thing is just to educate, inshallah ta'ala. So please, inshallah ta'ala, make sure that you, when you choose for yourself or your family or your children, inshallah ta'ala, you do it in the right way, the way deen wants us, inshallah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. We'll continue this next time, inshallah.